Welcome. One of the dinim in Parsha Bahar discusses the Eved who has to sell himself. And one of the rules that applies to him is that he's able to redeem himself if he somehow earns enough money to pay back his debt, or that somebody else can redeem him if they pay it off. And one of the dinim, the psukim tell us, is that kafi shana v'yashivet gulato, that he the amount paid is a prorated amount. For example, if he owed, I don't know, to make the math easy, $6 million, and he had to work for 6 years to do it, and he worked 3 years already, so he owes $3 million. If he worked 2 years, he owes $4 million. I mean, it's all prorated according to the amount of time that he's supposed to work, and meaning there's a cheshbon done at the beginning. He owes X amount, he can't pay, so then they say, okay, in order to pay that amount, you have to work this amount of time, and if he works some of the time, so the amount is slowly lowered, he chips off at the overdue bill, so when it gets low enough, maybe if it was a $6 million bill and he has, you know, $100,000, so the last month he doesn't have to work, he could just buy out his contract and he's done. That's how that's how it works. And lav dafka him, there's other people who are able to be goel him. But the price is according to the amount of time he has left. This rule about redeeming the Eved, the Chafetz Chaim offers, has a very interesting insight into bitachon regarding the geula. One of our Ikari Emunah is that we believe in the Mashiach is going to come, and the Vias Goel Tzedek, and we hope, and Davin, Bimhera Biyamenu, and, you know, and all of a sudden, all sorts of things that we hope will happen, you know, we'll understand the reasons for all sorts of things that we don't understand, and Eliyahu HaNavi may come and help explain all sorts of things, and right and wrong will be clear, etc. Everything we're davening for. He says, but the part of the human nature, even amongst from-believing Jews, is that we as from-believing Jews believe that the people before us were better than us. Okay, we don't believe we're more evolved in terms of, you know, not getting into the evolution debate in a second. I'm saying that we believe that the people before us are a step closer to Har Sinai. Okay, let us say it like that. They are one step closer in the Mesorah. They think about all the Gedolim of yesteryear, and all the Tanayim and Amorayim and the Gainim and the Rishonim and all the Gedolim you read about and all the every Gadol book ever, and even the Gedolim we have now. Ask them about their Rebbeim. Rav Lichtenstein used to cry about how people thought of him. As really great, and he said, you don't understand what my rebbeim were. That to him, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and the Rav and the Rav Huttner were above and beyond. And he said, you know, what you think of me, like, I thought of them, and then he said in the moment of realization, meaning when describing this to us, that they thought about their rebbeim in the same. The same other Madrega. So when we think back of all these amazing Dolim that we had, and all these Sadiqa, and all the different societies and yeshivas that existed throughout the time of Klal Yisrael, none of them were Zoycha to the Mashiach. Didn't come in their time. It didn't come in the Vilna Gaon's time. It didn't come in the Rambam's time. So me? I'm going to be Zoycha? What hope do I have? What schuyos do I have that he doesn't have? That he didn't have? If Lichtenstein wasn't zochet to it, and I'm going to be zochet to it, even taking the simplest example, forget going back all the way to all the Gaonim and everyone we ever thought of. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Chafetz Chaim says, this is what people can't understand. So many tzaddikim that we know, oh, think back to this great-great-grandfather you heard all these incredible stories about. And he wasn't zocha to the gula, you're going to be zocha? So says the Chafetz Chaim, look to this parsha. Look to Parsha Bahar. What does it say? Kafi, sharab, yeshiva, gulato. you know what? There is a ketz. At a certain point, everybody will be nigal. If you don't pay the debt, you go out at the right time. Or you go out at the yovel, yitzei b'shnata yovel, as the pasuk continues. So at a certain point, there will be a gula. That's number one. But number two, kefi shanav means that there's a certain amount of schuyot, or a certain amount of sevel, punishment, suffering that we have to undergo. And as the schuyot accumulate, as all those gedolim accumulate, they're paying down our debt to get to the gula. As we unfortunately suffer more and more and more atrocities and catastrophes and the terrible things that Klal Yisrael have been through, we're slowly paying down our debt. We're not hoping for more atrocities, chas v'shalom. We're encouraging, though, doing more mitzvahs to do more schuyos. But we can't help but notice all the terrible things that have happened to us and realize that this should be something, kedin eved hanimkar, that helps us get to our ultimate geula. So, al yitma adam ech yuchal yot shigalei kids b'yameinu. Don't ask, how can it be that it's going to come in my time? All those great tzaddikim, there were such great tzaddikim. Now we're not as great tzaddikim. So how is it going to be in our time and not in their time? Because in their time, in order to get the geula, they needed X amount of schuyot. And in our time, in order to get the geula, you need half X, quarter X, whatever amount it has diminished. Whatever amount we have scraped off of our debt, kefi shanav yashiv gulato. So the Chafetz Chaim says to be mechazik your amuna. I believe it can happen soon. I believe, you know, we can be beidna the Mashiach. I would hope and pray that it happen any day. And I shouldn't lose hope based on the fact that all the great people before me, it didn't happen for them. Why should it happen for me? Well, it can happen for me because all those people before, all those great people before me helped pay down our debt, helped pay out of our tab. And hopefully, we'll have enough to eventually reach the point where it's all paid up and the geula can happen. So, the one message is about strengthening our amunah and our bitachon that this can and will happen. And second of all, do our part to help pay down this debt by doing mitzvot and learning Torah and helping spread the message that we should all be davening for the geula shleima. Yehi Rav Yameinu Amen.